Hello, this is Frank Matthias from New York, pleased to be your host on this excursion through the blues. This radio documentary series is titled after a song by Mississippi Fred McDowell entitled I Wish I Was in Heaven, Sitting Down, which is also the theme song for the show. In many ways, this song typifies the blues, not just in its song structure, but in its content. Many of us have wished we could go to heaven, but only those who have labored from sunrise to sunset have envisioned heaven as a place where you simply have time to sit down. We're going to take an intensive musical look at the country blues from the Mississippi Delta, a music which has gained wide-ranging international popularity. There are many volumes written by musicologists and pundits. In order to understand the country blues from the Mississippi Delta, we'll start in its beginning in Africa and move on to musicians in our time who are keeping this music vibrant and exciting. We're not trying to make the claim that the country blues only comes from Mississippi, or that it was only played there. After all, the first blues recordings were made by musicians from outside of Mississippi. Blind Lemon Jefferson came from Texas, and Bessie Smith recorded Downhearted Blues in 1923. Rather, we're focusing on one region, rich in the blues, from where the record companies in the 20s and 30s recorded quite a few musicians, largely because the record companies from Chicago had easy rail access to Mississippi. At the same time, I will share with you my perspective of this music, which is so significant to me and millions of listeners worldwide. What is blues music? A standard harmonic structure, usually in 4/4 meter with 12-bar progression, which is at once so compelling and mesmerizing, yet so seemingly simple. How come even people who do not understand the lyrics, as they may not speak English, can somehow relate to and love this music passionately in their soul? How come this music achieves the universal result of just being able to make you feel good? Even in its simplest form, a cappella singing, the blues affects you in a deep way. Here is Vera Hall, recorded in the 1950s. After that, we'll hear a classic song by the great Texas slide guitarist Blind Willie Johnson, the singing evangelist. Ry Cooder, himself one of the best slide guitarists of our time, said that Johnson's song Dark Was the Night was the most transcendental piece of American music.
Oh, run, yeah, oh, black woman. Set on daddy's knee. I got something to tell you, black woman. Don't you howl loud. Well, I'm going out in Texas, black woman. To hear that while I'm on. Every down mount is soon and black mama. I'm gonna drive my bell girl home.
The blues, a troublesome emotion, at once simple yet deeply profound and moving, a musical genre which at its heart is all about feelings, human emotion, suffering, hardship, and pain. The blues identifies itself in the lyrics of its songs. The blues ain't nothing but a feeling. Or, the blues is a good man feeling bad. The blues is a low-down shake and chill, and if you ain't never had 'em, I hope you never will. Sometimes I want to holler, sometimes I want to shout, sometimes I want to cry, and I wonder what about, I think I got the blues. The country blues, as played in the Mississippi Delta and many other parts of the United States from Texas to the eastern seaboard, was born more than 80 years ago from wide-ranging influences. The country blues is inherently a folk music of African Americans, descendants of slaves. Mostly they were sharecroppers and plantation laborers, people whose destiny was shaped by the oppression and injustice of segregation and economic exploitation. Life for the black community in Mississippi during the 1920s and 30s was shaped by conditions that required hard, back-breaking labor. Arguably, Sharecropping is a form of rural feudalism which made it extremely difficult for renters just to barely survive, and it offered virtually no opportunity to prosper. When you imagine the dawn-to-dusk labor the people toiled in day after day in the extreme heat and humidity of the Delta region, you can understand the true meaning of the theme song of this program, the song by Mississippi Fred McDowell, singing, "I Wish I Was in Heaven Sitting Down." People were trapped in a cycle of poverty and mistreatment. The blues came hand in hand with these troubles and sorrows, but it makes you feel good. Just listen to Mississippi John Hurt.
Give me red lipstick and a bright poppy root, a shingle-bob haircut and a shot of good booze. Hurry down, sweet daddy, come blowing your horn. If you come too late, sweet mama will be gone. Stop at the fashion shop, get the one looks best. Your own sweet mama wants the brand new dress. Hurry down, sweet daddy, come blowing your horn. If you come too late, sweet mama will be gone. The red rooster says. Red rooster said, cocky doodle doo doo. The rich and women said, any dude will do. Hurry down, sweet daddy, come blowing your horn. If you come too late, sweet mama will be gone. Stop at the fashion shop, get the one looks best. Your own sweet mama wants a brand new dress. Hurry down, sweet daddy, come blowing your horn. If you come too late, sweet mama will be gone. With rosy red garter, pink hose on the feet. Take your red bloomers with a rumble seat. Hurry down, sweet daddy, come blowing your horn. If you come too late, sweet mama will be gone. Dress skirt cut high, then they cut low. Don't think I'm a spook, keep on watching me go. Hurry down, sweet daddy, come blowing your horn. If you come too late, sweet mama will be gone. Every Sunday morning, church, watch me go. My wings are sprouted out, the preacher told me so. Hurry down, sweet daddy, come blowing your horn. If you come too late, sweet mama will be gone. Come along, young man, everything's sitting right. My husband's going away till next Saturday night. Hurry down, sweet daddy, come blowing your horn. If you come too late, sweet mama will be gone.
That was Richland Woman Blues by Mississippi John Hurt. The country blues was the music of mostly uneducated poor black people, the music of cotton field laborers. The blues was their Saturday night entertainment, the music played in the rough and raucous barrel houses and wild juke joints, a music for drinking, dancing, gambling, and rambling, and generally having a good time, even during the time of Prohibition when all sales of alcohol were outlawed nationwide. This music, which was condemned in the black churches as the devil's music, often dealt with the subjects of worry and suffering, but also of sexual conquest, love, relationships, and breakups. Its purpose was to help people forget, make people feel better, and let the music emancipate the soul. While the blues emotion is hardship and pain, blues the music was and is entertainment. The blues is catharsis. To the entertainers, the blues was also a way out of the cotton fields. Skilled musicians enjoyed a high level of advantage and made considerably more money than their sharecropper audience. Not only that, they were very appealing to the opposite sex. To be a successful blues musician meant having spending money, women, nice suits, and even some jewelry, and most of all, it meant not having to toil in the fields. In this way, the early blues entertainers had more compelling special incentives than their counterparts elsewhere. Here is a blues lyric by contemporary poet Raymond R. Patterson entitled Jelly Jam Blues, as read by James Earl Jones.
Mama, I want some jelly. Mama, I want some jelly for my bread. Jelly, mama, I want some jelly for my bread. If you ain't got no more jelly, I'll take a little jam instead. I know just how to jam, mama, when all the jelly's gone. I say, I know how to jam when all the jelly's gone. And if there's no more jelly, mama, we can jam right on. Jelly blues will make the hard times taste so sweet. Oh yes, the jelly blues will make the hard times taste so sweet. A little jam, mama, will make the miseries good enough to eat.
Sally, why don't you come home? Sally, why don't you come home? I ain't had no loving girl since you've been gone. My mama told me when I was a child, mama told me when I was a child, good time now, trouble after a while. If I had listened what my mother said, I'd have listened what my mother said, I wouldn't been here treated this way. I will see my coffin rolling from my door. I'll see my coffin rolling from my door. And hear my good girl says, I don't want you no more. I dreamt last night, world was caving in. Dreamt last night, the world was caving in. Wasn't none at all, my good coming home again. I feel like jumping from the treetop to the ground. Feel like jump from the treetop to the ground. Well, I love, she sure done put me down. I wish I had died, babe, when I was young. Wish I had died, babe, when I was young. I would not have this hell race to run.
You listen to Furry Lewis, Why Don't You Come Home? The blues today is considered by some musically snobbish elements to be primitive. Yet, it has flourished worldwide to immense popularity over the past 80 years, and it's one of the interesting subjects for musicologists and cultural anthropologists worldwide. However, blues fans, which can be found in every corner of the world, be from Mississippi to Japan, from Germany to Africa don't need a scholarly explanation for why they love this music. They feel it in their hearts and in their soul. Next to jazz, another internationally embraced music, the blues is one of the many greatly influential global cultural successes of African Americans. The blues ascended from the rural deep south of America to international acclaim, and as a musical form, it was uniquely impacted by the historical forces which shaped the United States in the 20th century. To fully understand the development of the blues, you need to know the impact of the Great Depression, the Jim Crow segregation laws, World War II, the Civil Rights Movement, the migration of Southern blacks to northern urban areas, the folk revival movement, and the counterculture of the 1960s, as well, ultimately, as the globalization of media and the information age. All of these events had their part in shaping the proliferation of this music to international popularity. Surely more than can be covered here in this musical program. The word blues traces back to 16th century England and means melancholy or low spirits or lamenting. But the music itself traces its origins straight back to the indigenous music of Africa, brought to the American South by slaves. People from all over West Africa were thrown together by the brute force of slavery. Coming from different tribes all over West Africa, they spoke different languages, played different instruments, and brought different traditions to the American South. Much could be said about African musical elements which merged in America and were the early basis of the blues. This includes polyrhythmic drumming and African singing styles, which are not based on the major scale familiar to Europeans, but with flattening or wavering in pitch around the third and sometimes the fifth and seventh notes. This is the component of the West African music that is found equally prevalently in the early field recordings of indigenous West African music, which is still significant in both the blues and contemporary West African music. Known as the blue note and the flattened third, it is actually more of a melodic tendency and not a note. This blue note is used to show rising emotions by dropping the pitch or flattening the third note. There is a direct continuity between this African melodic tendency, which derives from the pitch tone languages and the blues. Bending notes is characteristic of African music and a most important element of the blues. Let me try to demonstrate it for you. It's fairly simple when you hear it. Let's listen to a traditional song from Ghana. This song uses a ganji, a bowed lute with a single string made of horsehair. Players stop the string on the side and bend the pitch on certain notes by pulling or pushing the neck of the instrument. Some historians argue that it's a long shot to claim lineage to Africa. But although there is no recorded historical track back to slavery, enough empirical evidence exists to point to direct correlation between African and African-American music. Not only that, but the African-American population during slavery and beyond lived in significant isolation. It's clear to see that even over periods of 100 years, forced isolation will allow people to maintain a large portion of their original heritage. If you talk to any musicians along West Africa, be it Mali, Senegal, Gambia, or Ghana, when they listen to the Delta blues, they will tell you, "This sounds like music from my country," because so many elements of their music was integrated. Here is a beautiful contemporary blues song which unites the West African traditions with the blues. American bluesman Taj Mahal plays guitar, and Toumani Diabaté from Mali plays a 21-string harp lute called a kora. This song nicely illustrates the connection of the West African music of today to the blues. To all of these musicians, this session came natural because this music is intrinsic to both traditions.
Sweet on me, sweeter than a honeybee, my queen bee. Rock me to my soul, love me to my soul, my baby, 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 to my soul. Rock me to my soul. Honey in your honey pot, the pot, honey in your honey pot, the pot is what you got to love, 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 woo, my soul. Rock me to my soul, my baby, 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 to my soul. Rock me to my soul. Watching and look at her
round. Strut
and shake it some. Dance and having fun. Love me to my soul. Rock me to my soul, my baby, baby, baby. To my soul. Rock me to my soul.
That was Queen Bee as performed by Taj Mahal and Tumani Diabati and his ensemble.